You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're going to predict it again. One of these years, we're going to be right. Mike Tomlin is going to have a losing record this year. I guarantee this is the year. They are worse at quarterback. They don't have a quarterback. Worse at receiver. Worse at running back. Schedule's difficult. I think the Jets are going to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers week number one of the season. Mason Rudolph? Really? Is that what we're doing? Or Aaron Rodgers is going to have to introduce himself to his teammates at some point this spring or summertime? What is the game plan for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
That's Adam Schein. I think he's very good at his job. He's a nice man. I know people that know him. He will respond to his adoring fans and even the haters on Twitter. Cool dude. He also sounds like a man who is halfway into his werewolf metamorphosis. Like the full moon is peeking out of the clouds and he's like, oh, well, Mason Rudolph.
Drooling.
Starts getting hunched over at the back. Hair popping out in different directions. We get this every single offseason, Doran. We really do. The schedule comes out. People don't necessarily on a national level have their finger exactly on the pulse of all the moves the Steelers make in an offseason. And so they'll come out this time of year and they'll say, oh my God, the Steelers are going to suck. And I said it yesterday. If Mason Rudolph's the quarterback, I do think they're going 6-11. You disagreed. You have them at 10-7 with Mason Rudolph. And that's all subject to change. It's May 16th. We don't even know if they're going to get a number two wide receiver. But you get this. Every offseason, this is it. This is the year the Steelers are going to stink. And you look at the Vegas win-loss total, and it has them sitting at 8.5. Last year, it was a similar spot. The year before that, it was a similar spot. And let me know if you agree on this. There's another evolution, another metamorphosis, not just Adam Schein from man to werewolf. It's the evolution of a take. Right now, it's, oh, they're going to be bad. Then they get off to a 3-1 start. Whoa. Mike Tomlin.
Yep.
With his best coaching job yet. Mike Tomlin at the quarter pole. NFL coach of the year. Couple more games. They'll lose when they're not supposed to. Well, that's really the roster. I mean, this roster is no good. Mike Tomlin can only do so much, then they'll win a couple of games. Halfway point. Mike Tomlin, coach of the year? Question mark. Maybe it's Mike Tomlin. Maybe it's Mike Vrabel. Maybe it's Kyle Shanahan who's turned these 49ers around, but Mike Tomlin's in the coach of the year conversation. Then they stumble again, get hot, and they finish at 10-7. And every single national media member, despite the fact that the Steelers are about to get blown out in a wild card game where they're double-digit underdogs, they will be singing the praises. Doesn't matter what Mike Tomlin does in the playoffs. He took this roster,
yep,
and he got them to 10 wins. And people in Pittsburgh want to fire this guy? No, he outperformed expectations. I can see it now, man. Especially if they get Rodgers. Everyone's come out here to kill him. And a lot of people, even nationally, going to crush him if and when Rodgers becomes the quarterback. But damn it, dude, if they go 10-7, Rodgers ain't going to get the credit. Omar Khan ain't going to get the credit. Cam Hayward, T.J. Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Caleb Johnson maybe, D.K. Metcalf, they're not going to get the credit. Mike Tomlin's going to get the credit for overperforming, quote unquote, with a bad roster. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Especially, and you said with Aaron Rodgers, especially with Mason Rudolph. Like, if they just do decent with Mason Rudolph, it's like, oh, Mike Tomlin's a genius. He knew that this year that they didn't have a quarterback situation. They go back with a familiar face, and he comes in here, and he gets them to nine wins, and they have a successful season. Look at that. He made the right choice. And they're only paying Mason Rudolph $4 million.
He turned water into wine again.
Yeah. I could see it. You're absolutely right.
I said I got them going 6-11 if it's Mason Rudolph, but I don't rule out. I don't rule out that they go 9-8. I can't talk out of both sides of my mouth. I've said this is a pretty good roster. It's not a great roster. It's absolutely not a bad one, though.
No.
And the start of the season schedule, not difficult, and you never know where injuries are going to pop up. You just never know. And so it wouldn't take some miracle for them to wind up 9-8. This defense tends to abuse young quarterbacks, abuse middle of the pack to bad offenses, and then it struggles against the great offenses. But depending on who's hurt, who's playing quarterback, when you get teams, this defense can win you 9 games, and then Mike Tomlin is God himself again. And I think that the national media members, they do this on purpose. I do. I think this is well thought out, calculated by the Adam Schines of the world, the Rich Eisens of the world, the Mike Greenbergs of the world. Oh, this roster stinks. Dan Orlovsky said it the other day. He thinks the Jets have a better roster than the Steelers. What are you, sniffing glue? Like, the Jets have some nice pieces. That roster is not better than Pittsburgh's. It's not.
Mm-mm.
And if it were, guess whose fault that is, by the way? Mike Tomlin, who has all the damn say.
It's easy. That's why that they do it. It's low-hanging fruit.
Because the Steelers are a brand, too, Doran.
Yeah, it's an easy discussion. It's easier to say that Mike Tomlin is the reason and somebody else isn't the reason. It's just because he's the polarizing figure. He's the guy, the staple that's been around in that position for the longest. And he has won a Super Bowl. And if you're preparing for a show, a big national show, and you're the producers and you're putting content together, like, Mike Tomlin is the content. Who wants to sit there and talk about T.J. Watt for a 15-minute segment?
Are they going to blitz him off the edge, or are they going to move him around this year? Right.
You're going to talk about Mike Tomlin. And if he has the guys in the fight, they're like, well, Mike Tomlin put this roster together, and look who's their quarterback, and look who's their running back, and look who they don't have another receiver, but they're still in it. It's Mike Tomlin's job.
You know what the other thing is to that point, Doran, is if they go like 3-14, if the wheels come completely off this thing, now, if you're the Adam Schines of the world, the Rich Eisens of the world, the Mike Greenbergs of the world, the Mike Tomlin fan club, we'll call them. Oh, well, I knew they'd be bad. I told you way back in May this would be a bad football team, and you can only ask Mike Tomlin to be the miracle worker so much. So he can either outperform the expectations, the low expectations that they've set for Mike Tomlin on their national programs, or they can stink. Oh, we knew they'd stink. You have Mason Rudolph, the roster's bad, and you know who gets crushed nationally? It's Omar Khan.
Yeah, the excuse.
So Mike Tomlin can do no wrong for these guys. I wonder, though, because again, if it's Rudolph, and that's who their quarterback is today, I have him at 6-11. Let's say Rudolph is your starter, and he's not good, and you suffer an injury on defense because you're old at your most prominent positions. Like, your best two players are north of 30 years old. And Minka's getting close to that, and he's only had one interception, my God, the last 2 years. Let's say things do fall apart, and it's an injury-plagued season, whatever, and you go like 4-13. Do you think that Art Rooney II would get rid of Tomlin? Do you think that Tomlin might say, you know what, it's time for the change of scenery? Do you think any outcome this season could have Mike Tomlin not be the coach next year?
Nope. Nope, because of the excuse making. There'll be excuses. There'll be a reason why. If there's injuries, that's not Mike Tomlin's fault. Yeah, they had injuries. You know, let's see if he can get him through next year.
This is going to sound really unfair, but I don't care. We'll let the takes fly. Mike Tomlin crushed pretty much the medical staff and the strength staff after the season. And best to my knowledge, they haven't changed anything. No. So if they suffer a whole bunch of injuries this year, you look the problem square in the face and did nothing about it this offseason. Fair or unfair, he said it. I'm going to hold him accountable. I don't think he goes anywhere either. Ryan Clark, and we'll get to some of his comments later on in the show. We'll make some Pirates and maybe even some Penguins as they're circling around a couple of head coaching candidates. But Ryan Clark said that Mike Tomlin should walk away, that he should go on looking for the second wind in his career the way that Andy Reid has had that second wind of his career with the Kansas City Chiefs. Man, I don't think Tomlin's cut like that.
Nope.
Like, let's say they have a really bad year, his first losing season. Let's say it's not even dramatic. Like, they're 7-10 or 8-9, and they're fairly competitive, but not good. He's not going to say, oh, let me take my talents someplace else. He's going to say, oh, no, now I'm even more hungry to win here. The only way I could see Art Rooney II, ever come to his senses and move on from Mike Tomlin would be at the end of Mike Tomlin's current contract, where there's no firing involved, if the quarterback that they draft next year isn't very good. And then you could say, all right, you've now tried six different quarterbacks in like 6-7 years. None of them have worked out. It's not time for a divorce, but let's get separated here.
Another scenario, too, where I think it could possibly happen if things do go south is if Art steps down and gives it to Danny. This is, I talked about Danny yesterday. I think that that transition could open up the door for a new regime.
Just wide sweeping changes. Yeah.
A new head coach. I think Danny would, I think that that would be the time that that would happen. If they, if Art leaves, like they're a package deal. If whenever Art leaves, I think Tom would leave.
It makes a ton of sense. I don't think that Art Rooney II, if people are going to get mad about this, I don't think Art Rooney II wants to be a guy who fires a black head coach.
No.
We've talked about that.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
Right.
It'll never happen.
Especially one that's never had a losing season.
Yeah, it'll never happen.
And I get that from a legacy standpoint for him. Mm-hmm. The Rooney rule has meant an awful lot to him. It meant an awful lot to his dad, and I absolutely understand why it would. Now you've got a black head coach who's never had a losing season, and the first time he does, you would move on.
Never happened. Yep.
I feel like he'd think his dad's rolling over in his grave. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame him for that. Like, what is Art Rooney II's legacy? They've been disappointing on the field. They got an Ireland game coming up. I know that means a lot to him. They put a draft clock outside of Acrisure Stadium. Where's the legacy, though? And so I don't think he wants to taint his legacy by moving on from Tomlin. But when he's done, there you go.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. Texter writes in, love watching you guys on the YouTube stream. We love the YouTube stream. The comments on the YouTube stream get totally out of control.
Do they?
Yes. We get more goofiness on the YouTube stream comments than we do on the text line, which is weird because the text line is fully anonymous. And even more so than the weird stuff we get on Twitter. Although I've muted so many people. Are you a muter?
Yeah.
I don't block people because I don't like to give them the satisfaction. I mute people left and right every day.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Yep.
There's one guy I blocked, and it's Dejan Kovacevic.
Just one.
Yeah. He blocked me. So then I did the punitive.
Hey, I'm going to block you too.
Yes. I don't know why he blocked me, but he did. So I blocked him back. Chew on that. Jag off. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia at Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I don't even have anything against the guy, but I digress. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And you can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We've said for a long time Mike Tomlin's got all the power. More and more of that has come out this offseason. We'll tell you why next. And then Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. Well, there's some doubt now, according to an NFL executive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We were talking about Mike Tomlin in the last segment. Adam Schein saying Tomlin going to have his first losing season. And I think he's just saying that so that at the end of the year when Tomlin has the Steelers at 9-8, he can praise the guy for yet another mediocre season. But hey, mediocre is better than having a losing season. So I think they're going to stink. They're mediocre. He actually outperformed expectations. Well, Jerry Dulac wrote in his chat, when asked about the Pickens move and some other things, he was behind it all and all in on it, Dulac said. He's the coach. He makes the roster decisions. Rooney can intervene if he so chooses, but you got that answer. So Mike Tomlin has even more power than Omar Khan. So I just want to get out ahead of this right now. Even if the Steelers go 9-8, even if they go 10-7 and get blown out again in the wild card round of the playoffs, I'm saying this on the record so you can smack me if I try to do the other thing, Doran. He doesn't get a shred of credit from me. The only way I will credit Mike Tomlin for a job well done this season is if they win a playoff game. Anything short of that, and you're just spinning your wheels.
Mm-hmm. What if it's Will Howard that leads them to that record? What if Will Howard gets inserted halfway through the year and then he goes on like a Mason run and makes it to the playoffs and keeps it like Mason, relatively close?
Doran, with all due respect,
yeah.
Screw you.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, okay, I'll give him credit if Will Howard leads them to a winning record. Sure. Yeah, I would do that. I mean, I guess it would depend on how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Rodgers gets hurt and then Rudolph stinks and they go with Will Howard, then, yeah, I'd give Tomlin credit. Because they got the guy they were trying to get, and then you wound you up, you meandered your way to Will Howard. If it's Rudolph as QB1 because they swung and missed on Rodgers, which again is a Mike Tomlin thing. Mike Tomlin is driving the ship on Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
If it's no Rodgers because they swung and missed and they wind up with Will Howard, my head's going to be in a blender, man, because they only got to Will Howard because they messed up their plan. But winning with Will Howard, yeah, would be very impressive to me.
Yeah.
So if that all happens, we could discuss it at the time. But look at you trying to insert some nuance into my black and white hot takery.
Well, did you give him credit or you didn't give him credit for whenever Mason Rudolph did go in there 2 years ago?
I didn't give him credit because clearly Rudolph was the best of the bunch.
Right.
And it took Kenny Pickett basically quitting on them for him to even put the guy in.
So would you think the same thing if this was the Will Howard situation that I asked you about? Like, clearly Will Howard would have been the better guy if he goes in there and Mason sits down.
I'd give him credit because very rarely, if ever, are you going to give a sixth-round pick
right.
in his first year a legitimate opportunity to show that he's the best guy. Like, Dak Prescott was a fourth-round pick with Dallas, but that was because Tony Romo's back was worse than mine, and so Dak got the opportunity, and then as a rookie, you had a great offensive line, and you're handing it to Ezekiel Elliott, but that rarely happens. So if they win with Will Howard, yeah, I guess coming back around on it, I would have to give Tomlin some credit.
Mm-hmm.
Screw you. 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Here's a texter. Doran, just saw people camped out at the door of GameStop. Why? Is there something going on? Some video game release?
Maybe. Hold on. Let me think. Let me think on that.
I Googled it, and I got nothing.
GameStop.
I didn't know that people went to GameStops anymore. I have a PlayStation 2, so I still have to pop the disc in. But as I understand it, you could just download the games right onto your console now.
Yeah, but you still have to buy the console. You have to buy the controllers. You have to buy the accessories of the things. People don't really buy the games anymore, but you could buy other things. Wonder if there's like a new like PlayStation coming out or like a different type of series of like Nintendo Switch coming out next month. That's right, Nintendo Switch 2. Maybe people are trying to get in early to put their names down.
Yeah, maybe today's the day you go and you do that. You can text us 412-928-9370. Is that cool?
Yeah, very. All my kids have, every single one of my kids has their own.
Can you hook it up to the TV too? Yeah.
Yep.
Play
all the games that we played growing up too.
See, that might be my move.
That's a good move.
Because I said it during the pre-show, my wife said I should read a book, and I'd love to read a book. I'd love to do something with my time.
You could watch like YouTube and stuff on it too. Like you can download apps. Like you could use it as a little TV too.
That might be the move because when am I going to get down to the basement to put my feet up and have hours to play video games? But if I've got one that's mobile, I could do it between segments, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the show would suffer, but I could do that.
That's good.
I haven't played video games since the 5 Alarm last year.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I can't remember when I did. I was about to get a new game system 2 weeks before we found out that my wife was pregnant with the first, with Nora. So that was 5 years ago. I had her on board. I got to get it signed off. She's the Mike Tomlin of our household.
Yep.
Like, I think I have say. I'm like Omar Khan. I think I'm allowed to make my own decisions, but not really. So she finally signed off on it. I got a nice bonus from my old job. Let's go. I'm putting some of that towards whatever it was at the time. And then she was pregnant, and that dream went out the window.
Yeah.
I need my kids to like video games. That's the secret sauce.
Yeah, that's the secret sauce for sure.
Mm-hmm.
My kids love them. I mean, they love their Switch. They like, it's like us with our phones. Like, they have to have their Switch or their iPad.
Damn.
All done.
It's like the third parent.
Uh-huh.
It's not bad.
It's not.
People are blowing it up saying, yeah, it's the pre-orders for the Switch 2.
Yeah.
Texter, would the show really suffer? All right, screw you, Texter. Yes, it would suffer. We'd fake it. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Coming up next, an NFL executive says, hold your horses on Aaron Rodgers to the Pittsburgh.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For Steelers.
You know as much as we know. Look, the last couple of years, Aaron Rodgers' first game with the Jets and then his second first game with the Jets, those were both in primetime windows. I think if we knew anything for certain, you might have seen a Steelers game in primetime in week one. We don't know anything more than you do. At worst, Steelers-Jets is Justin Fields against his old team. At best, it's Justin Fields and Aaron Rodgers playing against their former home. So the Steelers' schedule obviously only gets more interesting if a future Hall of Fame quarterback decides to play, but they're still the Steelers. That coach has never had a losing season. They are always in the playoff chase down the stretch. Steelers, Packers still sounds like a football game. I don't think we overindulged on the Steelers. I think their record warrants some national television exposure and their national fan base. And look, those games only get more interesting if Aaron decides to play again. What do any of us know?
That is Mike North. He is the vice president of NFL broadcast planning, saying they have no information on Aaron Rodgers.
Sound like Ben Cherington.
What, was it a lot of BS there you're thinking from
it
Mike
It just sounded
North?
Like his voice. I was like, who does this sound like?
We talked about this a little bit yesterday, because I said, oh, this means Rodgers is coming. And you're like, well, Justin Fields and the Jets against the Steelers is something that people are going to want to consume, even if Aaron Rodgers isn't there. And that's what Mike North said.
Mm-hmm.
And if Rodgers was definitely coming here, they'd probably want to put that Jets-Steelers game in primetime week one. This sucks, man. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on Rodgers today, and I vow to you, the wonderful listener of the Fan Morning Show, that we're not going to. But I'm tired of this. I'm looking for clues everywhere. We're looking for golf clues. Is he going to go to Neville Wood? Is he hanging out at the Export Deli with his entourage? I'm just tired of the whole Rodgers thing now at this point. And I thought we got morsels, clues, but it looks like more than anything else, they're just red herrings with this schedule release. Packers, Steelers, Sunday Night Football. That could be Sunday Night Football just because of the brands,
mm-hmm.
even without Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that this guy existed, this vice president of NFL broadcast planning, Mike North. It makes sense that he does, but if he knows something, he certainly lied about it whenever he talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think the NFL is going to really surround their schedule making around an Aaron Rodgers. Now, you probably Unless he signed already. Yeah, like a on-the-street Aaron Rodgers, I should say.
Right.
A potential Aaron Rodgers-Steelers marriage. But you do around certain players, clearly, like Patrick Mahomes and, you know, the big-time players. You do schedule certain games and certain teams to play. And I don't think this is a situation where they're like, all right, well, what if Aaron Rodgers is a Pittsburgh Steeler? So we might have to put him out. No way.
The Vikings are an intriguing matchup because they were just a good team last year. I think they're a decent brand. And it's the Ireland game, and it's at 9:30. Everybody's going to watch. The Jets game is at 1 o'clock, but people are going to watch that because A, Steelers, B, Justin Fields' revenge game. And the Packers game is two of the best franchises all time in the NFL going up against each other with two national fan bases. So, yeah, I read into it yesterday, but you can absolutely, like Mike North did, make the argument that, well, the Steelers would be in these slots anyhow.
Man, you know...
God! Darn it!
It just... This popped in my mind. Like, what if Rodgers does sign in June and goes through training camp and then retires?
Wouldn't rule it out.
Right? I mean, somebody just did that. What, Golden.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, players have done that before. What if he does and
that
he's
was
like,
a weird one, man.
That was very weird.
I'm a Pittsburgh Steeler,
yeah.
See ya.
What if he's like, yeah, like, I think that I want to play, and I sign, and then it's like, no, I actually don't want to, and then he just retires before the season.
I could see that happening, absolutely, and it's why a lot of Steelers fans say Rodgers isn't worth the trouble. Here's a text. You're tired of Rodgers because all of you got played. I'm so happy he's not here. Define all of you, because I will acknowledge, I'll put my hand up. Yeah, maybe I am getting played right now, but if I'm getting played, it's only because Art Rooney II and Mike Tomlin got played. Art Rooney II said he felt good about Rodgers coming here.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lawyer. He never says anything controversial, ever. He never puts himself in a bad spot. The only two times I can remember, honestly, are this with Rodgers, and then when he got goaded into talking about his brother's book and that whole, the Steelers have outperformed the meme. Have they outperformed the meme? They've outperformed the mean. Like, those are the only two times. Now, they both happened this offseason, but Art Rooney II very rarely steps in it. So you can criticize us in the local media. You can criticize those in the national media for getting, quote unquote, played by Rodgers. But the Steelers, they're the ones, if Rodgers doesn't show up, that really got played. And we're just following in lockstep with the franchise. 412-928-9370. I'll be clear on it, though. I am fine with this. As long as Rodgers winds up a Pittsburgh Steeler, I am fine with it. Because I do not want to watch 17 games
right.
of Mason Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
And the entertainment value that Rodgers brings far exceeds the potential entertainment value of one Mason Rudolph. And I'm factoring in the potential train wreck in that, too. Like, me saying I'm going to get entertained by Aaron Rodgers doesn't even mean that I necessarily think Aaron Rodgers could be a superstar or play great football. It could go the other way, and that's entertaining to me, too. 412-928-9370. People are texting in that this GameStop thing is actually a Pokemon card release.
Oh, really?
And GameStop put out a press release, and here's how it starts. GameStop tonight proudly salutes the brave, shivering Red Bull-fueled heroes camping outside Chicago's store 402 for the Pokemon Prismatic Evolution Super Premium Collection. I'm not going to call these people nerds.
No, man. Can't.
We don't believe in nerds around here.
We do not.
I also collected Pokemon cards back in the day. I had a binder full of them.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
No, a little bit, but my kids did it.
Would you get the tins? Do they get the tins, too? You get the tins with all them cards?
Yeah, the tins, yeah.
I love the tins.
I remember going to Target to buy those. Yeah, that's right.
Remember Charizard and the Pikachu cards and Blastoise, Charmeleon, Charmander.
Yes. Yep. Mewtwo.
Oh, Mewtwo, badass.
Yeah.
Well, Mew was a little... I almost said a word I'm not allowed to say. Callis, did you collect Pokemon cards back in the day? He did not.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought he would.
I used to play in those Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournaments at a card shop in Greentree. And my dad and my friend Louis Emmy's dad would drop us off and they'd go and get a beer across the street and talk about how big of losers we were.
Yeah.
Because we were like 12, 13 years old, but there would be adults that we'd be going up against in these Yu-Gi-Oh card tournaments.
Yeah.
My dad probably thought I would never have a family, never have sex, never have a normal life.
Yeah.
I mean, we were bought in.
Yeah.
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 Again, I'm not saying it makes you a loser. You're into what you're into. But from
that's
my
tough.
Dad's perspective,
yeah, tough.
You're like, dropping us off. There's a bald 50-year-old dude there who's like, oh, do you have the Nightshade card?
Yeah.
My I'd dad's like, say no. Is he going to be that guy in 38 years?
I'd probably say no. My kids were like, hey, can I go to a Yu-Gi-Oh tournament? No.
Collect the cards, fine.
Yeah, no.
Do it in the privacy of our home.
Right.
We don't need you competing in tournaments. They're like $50 a pop.
You want to have a tournament? You want to play in a tournament? All right, yeah. Get your brothers, sit down in a circle, and then you guys play the game together. There's your tournament. You ain't going to no tournament with grown adults. Crazy. Giving cards away. What? I don't even know what you do.
Is it any different than getting baseball cards?
I don't know any baseball card tournaments where there's kids and adults.
No.
Right.
Texter, the Pokemon people are lined up outside Miracle Mile in Monroeville, Doran.
This is serious.
And there's that Pokemon Go game that you could download on your phone where you walk around, it's an app or something, and it tells you where Pokemon are throughout the city. People have actually died playing that.
Yeah.
Because they're looking at their screens. Yeah, they're walking into traffic, getting hit by trucks. They're walking off of cliffs. Not cool. Anyway, 412-928-9370 if you have any Pokemon or Mike North takes, Aaron Rodgers takes, 412-928-9370. One further look at the Steelers schedule when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Almost forgot we were doing a radio show there. Take a big swig of coffee, just bumping along to the music on a Friday. Short week for you next week.
Yeah.
Then we got Memorial Day after that. Long weekend.
Yep.
Summer will officially be here.
No doubt.
This is my favorite time to do radio, man, because you're not beholden to talk about certain things. I mean, this week you got the schedule release. When a manager gets fired, you talk about that. You had Sullivan, you had Shelton, the Pickens trade. But we're going to get to the quote-unquote dead period of sports, and I love that because we get to be even more creative and just have a blast.
Yes.
So I'm in a great mood. You're in a great mood. Someone texted in and said, Crowley, you need to start with decaf. No. This is how I sound on decaf, too. I'm just a hyper person.
Mm-hmm.
Texter, I was the top person in the state of Pennsylvania in Yu-Gi-Oh.
What?
I only quit when $40,000 worth of cards were stolen from me. I'm almost 40 years old. You imagine reporting that to the cops?
That'd be a tough one. What do you win if you're the top person, though? Like, what do you win? I mean, you got to win some money, right?
That's a great case, but I'll be honest with you, man. I'd rather be the guy who stole the cards.
Right.
$40,000 of Yu-Gi-Oh cards? Now I got to see if my mom has any of my old stuff. If I have any old Yu-Gi-Oh cards, any old Pokemon cards, because we've had a bunch of people text in saying that they've sold their Yu-Gi-Oh cards and their Pokemon cards for like hundreds and thousands of dollars.
Really?
Yes. Your kids have them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's like wine, like if you need the old ones, the old aged ones.
Probably.
I'm not sure. I'm sure people know. 412-928-9370. Doran, what's the best road trip on the Steelers schedule this year? Like if you had to go and like drink beer with your friends. Donnie Football is out at a bachelor party this weekend, but he and the Nasty Boys always make one road trip this year. I wonder what would be the best road trip.
Let's see.
Is LA cool?
You gotta have a lot of money.
You gotta have money. I feel like the traffic's real bad.
You gotta love that stuff. You gotta love celebrities. You gotta love like movies and stuff. Like if you're into that, it is very cool. Like I'm into it. I stayed on Manhattan Beach
but you were there for more than like a long weekend, right?
Yeah,
like
I was
you
there
can't
for
just
like
go
a week.
For
a,
you gotta go for at least a week, I think.
Right.
Because then you can go and you can drive the coast and all that. But if you're going to LA for a long weekend, I just don't think that's great.
The best road trip.
Chicago's a great town.
Exactly.
Not like, in November, though.
I mean, see, like, that's a weird one because you're not going to make the road trip because you're going to come back for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, if you're going to that game, you're going up and back probably, right? I mean, Thanksgiving will be that, what, the 28th?
It's the 27th.
27th. Like, you're probably not staying. Well, I guess you could go early. Yeah.
Chicago,
that'd actually be a great one.
Chicago, one of the great summer towns in the world. I love Chicago. My favorite place to eat in the entire world is their Gibson Steakhouse. But I've been there in May, and I went to a Cubs game against the Rockies, wore my Andrew McCutchen jersey, represent, and it was like 32 degrees, and the wind was going sideways. You got to go in the summer. I guess that'd be the best bet. Like, who? You don't want to go to Detroit.
I mean, go to New England.
No.
I mean, Foxborough's pretty fun.
Boston
now.
Also a great town.
Boston, but Boston's so far from Foxborough, it's like an hour.
Ain't no one want to go to Foxborough.
It's actually decent now. It's better. They built it up. Like, oh, it could be there. Fun. Yeah, it could be fun. Like, I mean, if you wanted to stay there and enjoy a weekend, they have like a whole, they have a waterfront times like five Patriot Place, and it's like there's all kinds of bars and.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
They pour a good pint of Guinness in that neck of the woods, too.
So, I guess, I mean, if you, and then you're going to catch the good weather there, too. So, it's not going to be
that
cold.
Is true. Late September should get nice
that's,
weather.
That's about it, man. Like, I keep looking through this. I'm like, is
it's not a great
out?
Road trip schedule. No. Like, all if right. Chicago was in September, I'd be there in a heartbeat.
All day.
Even in November, that's fine.
It's fine because it is the week before Thanksgiving. So, like, I guess you can make that a weekend.
And spread out the goodness a little bit.
You might catch a decent day. It's still, I mean, it's end of November, but you might catch a decent day.
I feel, Doran, like that last segment, at least a portion of it, was a great microcosm of what our show is. You're like, oh, people should go to New England. I'm like, New England sucks. And you lived there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, you talked about Detroit and didn't let me talk about Detroit. Lived there, too. Oh. Go figure. You talk. Yeah, nobody wants to go to Detroit. Oh.
Doran.
Okay.
Doran, be honest.
It's better now.
Yeah, but ain't nobody want to go to Detroit on December 21st. It's going to be cold.
Yeah, no. No, you don't want to go.
It's not necessarily a great
but
tourist destination
the
town.
The game is indoor.
Yeah, but you're going to get your ass beat. That's the other thing. You got to factor that in.
Nice stadium. I mean, I love Ford Field.
Steelers won a Super Bowl there. So you could go for that reason. Pay homage to Jerome Bettis.
4 hours. It's only a 4-hour drive.
It's a quick trip. There might be some Steelers fans there, but they got the Lions fever now. It's not a great road trip schedule.
No, it's not.
New England early might be the best bet. In the AFC North games, like,
I mean,
do people get jacked up to go to those anymore?
No.
I don't think so.
I mean, you can go to Cleveland because it's close. But
you get beat up by a guy with three teeth.
Right.
You don't need that. You go to Baltimore. The harbor's great. I think Baltimore's a really underrated town, but I would put it in the Chicago category. It's a great summer city.
Well,
terrible winter town.
I know we're up against the clock here, but if you want to play the game where we can reverse it and say which the best road trip would be, like the home games for the Steelers, but reverse it, say like they were away games, there are some good ones.
Oh, I'd go to Miami again in a second.
Right.
So would you.
Seattle.
People love Seattle.
It's awesome.
I did it again.
I know.
I've never been to Seattle.
Yep.
The Pacific Northwest.
Buffalo.
Buffalo, a nice town. I've been there. I don't know that I ever need to go back. I went to Niagara Falls. The Canadian side, way nicer. The Canadians really put a lot into it, of Niagara Falls. You go to the American side, it's lame, and my wife had her bike stolen.
Why did she have a bike?
She went with her family back in the day, and they had bikes. I don't know. Are you victim blaming here? You're saying
wait,
it's their
wait,
fault?
What? You could go to New York, the Jets.
I hate New York. I know that this isn't all about me, but I hate New York.
I mean, that's a good, I mean, seventh.
Too many people.
You stay in New Jersey, catch the game.
Oh,
and then,
that'll sell the people.
You know, you take an Uber to New York City.
Let's go hang out in New Jersey.
No, you wouldn't hang out in New Jersey. You would stay in New Jersey and then take an Uber to the city.
An Uber?
Yeah. Took an Uber. When I missed the bus for the Pitt game when they played at Yankee Stadium 2 years ago.
Why?
Because I was hungover.
There you go.
And I took an Uber, and it got me there quicker than the bus.
Take a
downtown.
Train. Take a train.
I don't know how to do all that. I didn't want to put myself in that situation.
No, you'd wind up in, like,
yeah.
Hoboken.
Yep.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.